morning. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a cloudy sky and 34 degrees. Latest reading on the red as of 5:30 this morning, 12.33 feet. Okay, and again, that was as of 5:30 this morning. Well, it is time once again to talk with our favorite Wapton historian, Jana Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we were talking before we went on, you and I and Tom Schmaltz, about the weather.
Right.
And how up here, it's just part of our, it's part of the lexicon, it's part of our conversation.
Weather is news.
Weather is news because there's so much of it going on.
And it changes so much.
And it does change. And you've been digging around. Today we're talking about storms.
We're going to start. I don't know how far we're going to get.
Okay, we'll get there.
It was a little difficult to find the research for this because if you'd look under Twister, mm-hmm. you'd get something. And there'd be something in the paper. But if you chose tornado, you wouldn't have anything.
Really?
Well, they use different terminology. They use twister and cyclone a lot.
Right.
Whirlwind, never straight line winds. But, you know, that was early on because, you know, their weather forecasting wasn't like what we have today.
Sure.
You know, they didn't have monitors and people out there.
Well, they looked out the window.
Right.
That was your weather.
Yeah. And because they were so rural, there weren't a lot of people nearby. So, you know, one area might have been hit, but everybody else didn't know about it.
Sure.
You know? So I found one, though, from 1899, and they said they saw a twister. It descended to the ground and then gradually moved back up, and it disappeared. And it was about 12, 15 miles from town, from Wahpeton. So back in that time, Dakota Avenue probably extended as far as 7th Street. So you're talking 12, 15 miles. That's quite a ways from town, from civilizations.
Right.
If anything got hit, it was coming there. photos, hard to find. This one is from 1907.
Okay.
And we had the Donaldson studio. And Ida Donaldson, I don't know if she just happened to be around when this one came through, but this was in July of 1907. She took that really great picture.
That is a great picture.
Yeah, and
the funnel cloud and everything coming down.
Yep, but they said it was a Tuesday afternoon and we escaped a cyclone by the skin of our teeth. It came from the southwest. And the funnel-shaped cloud would rise in the air and then dip down to the earth and then rise up again. And when it dipped down, of course, it would pick up lots of dirt and was black. And the cloud was whirling ferociously. It picked up a barn and smashed it to pieces. And then there was a slough by this farm.
Mm-hmm.
And it emptied the water from the slough.
Wow.
And this was within about 2 miles of town. That's why they say dodged a bullet on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 miles in that time would probably be about where Giant Seeds is.
Okay.
You know, in that area.
But it didn't make it into town.
It did not.
Okay.
We dodged it. This one I got from 1910, and the fairgrounds was damaged. You know, the fairgrounds were on the south side of town,
mm-hmm.
where the bus barn is. And they had some barns that were blown over from the fairgrounds into the middle of the street. They must have tipped them over and then slid them. And so when they got back up, then everything was fine.
Wow.
So, again, no pictures, just a little article about it. This one, this one's from Hankinson. I thought, am I ever going to be able to get through this one? But so this was a windstorm.
A windstorm.
Yes,
okay.
And this was southwest of here, which would have been like by Hankinson. So about 40 chickens were picked up in a whirlwind and carried a half mile to another farm. And the twister
picked them up, set them down.
Yep,
yeah.
The twister did no other damage, and the chickens were unhurt. Yeah, they weren't injured at all. But the rooster is said to keep an eye on the clouds now. And at the sight of any peculiar cloud, hurries his family to the nearest cover.
I bet he does. Not going to lose the whole brood again.
No. But uninjured, you know, they were not hurt at all.
Unbelievable.
They went a half a mile.
Right.
You know, not even in the coop, just the chickens.
Picked up, set down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest storm that we had in this area was probably the one from 1912.
Okay.
And it wasn't just in Wahpeton and Breckenridge. It was in Great Bend, Tyler. You know, so it extended a lot in mm-hmm. the area. And it seems when I was going through different articles, the Tyler, Great Bend area really got hit hard. Fairmont, you know, we'll talk mm-hmm. about
right,
that one.
Right.
But so in 1912, there was this, they call it a severe windstorm. Again, their terminology was not the same. And then later on, they called it a twister, a form of a twister. So in Breckenridge, the roof of the Great Northern Passenger Depot was blown off. And part of the steeple on St. Mary's Church was blown down.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if you come over to Wahpeton, it went to the fairgrounds, which is south of town. And two boxcars from the NP Railroad were blown over.
Unbelievable.
On their side. Yeah, I mean, I think this would be more like a tornado.
Yeah.
And then if you go to Tyler, they had several boxcars that were blown off of the sidetrack. And the main line from the Milwaukee was coming towards some cars that were being pushed down the railroad track. So this was an accident waiting to happen. You know, you have cars that were being blown
sure.
and a train that was actually coming. And so there was a little bit of accident
a little bit
there.
Of panic going on there.
Yeah, the train hit the other cars head on, and, you know, it just damaged mainly to those train cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we escaped again. You know, all these that I read, there was no injury to people or chickens. You know, it was just the property damage was immense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a lightning storm that same year, and this one struck a farm. And it burned the barn to the ground. And in that barn were 11 horses and colts.
Mm.
And so that would be a huge loss
yeah.
for that particular farmer. So I don't know, how close are we to time?
We got 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute.
Okay, well, then I'll just pause here because I want to mention that next week is National Library Week.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people want to get into the library and support the library in any way.
Sure.
I don't know what activities they're going to have going on, but
they'll have something going on.
I think so.
Yeah.
So visit your local library.
Right. And the reason we're talking storms, it's severe weather preparedness week.
It is.
Yeah. So.
You want to start thinking in, you know, maybe we'll have some of those.
Sure.
Who knows? But, you know, we've been fortunate in the past without a lot of injury.
Have you heard anything? I mean, this I've heard since I was a little kid, where the three rivers meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it protects us from tornadoes.
Yeah, it's not so much.
No, not so much.
Mm-mm. There's one article that we'll talk about probably next week from 1943 where the cyclone, twister, whatever it was, mm-hmm. jumped the river.
Okay.
So
it's probably where that's got started.
Yeah, I think so.
All
I
right.
think so.
We will talk again next week.
Okay.
Janet, fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Always great to have you in.
Good to be here.
Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history. It is 8:17 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
The 10th annual Mally Brewer Volleyball Tournament in Wahpeton will be followed by a silent auction and live performance by Billy D and the Crystals on Saturday, April 22nd at the Wahpeton Community Center. Come out and have some fun while raising money for the Mally M. Brewer Scholarship, with food being served from 5 to 8 p.m. and the live music starting right after. The celebration will run till midnight and the event is free to the public. Come help raise money for a good cause on Saturday, April 22nd at the Wahpeton Community Center, and have a lot of fun while doing it.
It's the second annual Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association Gun Show. This event will be on Saturday, April 22nd and Sunday, April 23rd at the Wahpeton Event Center. Saturday's show runs 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sunday's hours are 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Admission $10 and free for children under 12. Law enforcement and active military also free. Come out and buy, sell, trade, or just look at what the dealers have on display. For more information, go to www.dtgca.org. Wahpeton Gun Show, Saturday, April 22nd. 22nd and Sunday, April 20th.